TV Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Good morning, Kelly Eben.
Good morning, Steve. In the headlines, preparations ahead of the 2024-2025 school year are gathering steam across the country as parents hustle to ensure their offspring's pursuit of knowledge come September the 9th is hitch-free. In sports, Cameroon's under-20 women football team take on Colombia this Tuesday following their 2-0 draw with Mexico at the ongoing FIFA World Cup. Those were our headlines and now the news in full. A week to the 2024-2025 school year, students and parents in Garoua North Region are taking advantage of the last days to purchase the necessary school items for the pursuit of knowledge when schools reopen on September 9th. Julius Neba spoke to some learners and parents in the North Regional capital and put together this report.
As the countdown to the upcoming academic year narrows, most parents in the North Region's capital city, Garoua, say they have already purchased the basic needs their children need to begin classes come Monday, September 9th, and are now working towards getting some necessary accompanying items.
What I have to do now is to follow up and put pressure on the teller so that my children's uniforms can be ready in time, because I have already done everything I have to do to get them ready for school.
I have decided to go meet with the teachers who will be teaching my children so we can know ourselves better, and I will also do my best to accompany my kids psychologically.
Meantime, students like Aisha and Ibrahim, whose parents have luckily purchased most, if not all, their academic needs, say they are getting themselves mentally ready to begin classes come Monday, September 9th.
As far as this last week is concerned, I have already started reading the different textbooks that my parents bought, so I can acquaint myself with some of the things that I will learn in the next class, so I can upgrade my performance.
I have already decided to stop going to bed late and prepare my mind to start school on a good foot.
Given this state of affairs, one can deduce that after a holiday well spent, learners in Garoua and the North Region in general are looking forward to hit the road to school, reconnect with their peers, and continue their quest for knowledge. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
In Mindurumbwa, a locality in the Ndeli subdivision of the East Region, parents in the area say they are still struggling to sell their farm produce, which will enable them prepare their children for school resumption. Biki Ongum tells us more.
1 week to school resumption, preparations for back to school in Mindurumbwa still seem timid. Parents and guardians say they still have time and are waiting to sell their farm produce like corn and groundnuts to be able to prepare for their children's back to school. We are selling cocoa to prepare for our children's back to school. Some youths in the village of Mindurumbwa say it is with the aid from holiday championships and their holiday jobs that they will be able to prepare for their back to school.
I'm selling yogurt. This will help my parents prepare for my back to school.
Few traders have switched their business lines to selling back to school gadgets, while others are still waiting for their goods to arrive from Yaoundé and Douala.
For this school year, we have books, pens and other materials for school children.
Though the preparations for back to school may seem timid, parents and guardians are however certain that their children will start school on September 9th. Bikiungum, CRTV, Mindurumbwa.
You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. The Director General of Elections Cameroon, Dr. Eric Esuse, will today at the headquarters of the organ chair a press conference. Discussions, among other issues, will revolve around the electoral register, which was officially closed over the weekend. The newly constructed building of the Mbotmakak Municipal Council will be inaugurated today. The inauguration ceremony will unfold under the chairmanship of the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam. A delegation of the ING Bank will be received in audience today at the Ministry of Finance by Minister Louis-Paul Motazé. The encounter is scheduled for 9 a.m. In sports football, Cameroon's under 20 women team have picked up their tickets to the next stage of the ongoing FIFA World Cup in Colombia despite playing a 2-2 draw with Mexico at the opening. Mexico took the lead with two first half goals, while Cameroon through Naomi Njua Ito scored a brace in the second segment to earn a point for the country. More with Ben Collins Newberrywa.
After their 2-2 draw with Mexico this Saturday in their opening match of the 2024 FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup, the Under-20 Lionesses of Cameroon are second on the standings in Group A, led by the host, Colombia, that defeated Australia 2-0 this Sunday. Led by 2-0 in the first half, Cameroon responded impressively after the restart and reduced the deficit to 2-1 when Naomi Eto rounded Mexico's goalkeeper, Renata Cota, and dribbled the ball over the goal line. The momentum was with the under-20 Lionesses, who took full advantage during the second segment as Naomi Eto thumped home a header in the 85th minute to secure a comeback 2-2 draw for Cameroon that played her first ever under-20 Women's World Cup match. The fitness coach of Cameroon, Collins Chongbong, says they prepared well for the tournament.
Our team is in good shape. We have been working hard since we arrived Bogota, and the girls have been doing all their best to see that they are receptive to what we have been putting in place. It has been very, very progressive and encouraging as well. So we had two friendly games. We started by a draw, and then the second game where we had the winning against the first division side. We are still working hard to correct the little lapses that we observed during this game.
Coach Hassan Bala and team, second on the log in Group A, will need to avoid defeat in their next match against the host, Colombia, this Tuesday, before pairing up with Australia on September 6th. The match they will need to win to advance to the next stage of the competition.
Ben Collins Newberrywa reporting. In more sports news, following the elimination of three Cameroonian athletes at the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, France, the country counts on Mungu Tama Giselle and Yves Noué Batifi Lumu to grab their first medal in the competition. The remaining two athletes will this week compete in para powerlifting and para high jump. Harrison Ashutiku now profiles them in this report.
Cameroon's hope for a medal at the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, France, lies on the shoulders of Mungu Tama Giselle and Yves Noué Batifi Lumu. Mungu Tama Giselle, who will be competing in para powerlifting on the 7th of September, is expected to bring in her experience to help Cameroon secure her first ever medal at the Paralympic Games. Tama Giselle, who competed in the 2023-2021 World Championship and in the 2022 Commonwealth Games, competes in the women's up to 73 kilograms category. Yves Noué Batifi Lumu is the only male athlete of Team Cameroon. He is also an experienced athlete with two world championships to his name. His best performance was in the 2023 World Para High Jump Championship in Paris, where he jumped a distance of 1.73 meters. Yves Noué Batifi will be competing in the T63 series in men's high jump. The flag bearer of the team, Dazzy Marie Antoinette, so far has the best performance, even though she was beaten in the bronze medal battle this Saturday. She's the first Cameroonian athlete to qualify in the semifinals in the less than 65 kilogram category in Taekwondo in the Paralympic Games.
Harrison Ashutiku bringing us to the end of the 6:30 a.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. Les matinées de la CRTV continues in a moment.
Merci Kelly. La suite de l'actualité.